What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Yeah, second hour of the program. This is Summer Breakfast, the summer run home with Joel and Fletch. Lieutenant Dan's here, Brooksy as well. And the Kingswood Welders are going to be pleased because we are kicking off the hour, the second hour, with some news, NRL news to be exact, Lockie Miller. So the rumours were floating around, similar to the rumour that Fletcher started, actually, that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck may be going back to the Roosters.
This is a great signing.
Okay.
Lachlan Miller, great signing. Look, he's no Ponga at the back, skill-wise, but what I do, his involvement.
Yeah, so he's more Dylan Edwards-esque as far as
and Teddy,
big numbers.
Teddy pushing up, having, like, he'll run for 22, 23 carries a game, which is what you need these days. So I reckon this is a terrific, terrific signing.
I saw, actually, just on the Panthers, and I mentioned Dylan Edwards, they did a little survey out there in Penrith as to who was the favourite Panther. Dylan Edwards was the voted as the favourite Panther.
Babyface. Mm. Don't you reckon he's got a baby face?
Very likable.
Likeable, young kid, polite,
country. One of the great careers, really.
Yeah.
Just a great career. Well done to him. So, Lockie Miller, you like that, Brian?
I do like that. It's a good sign. Now, there's no excuse. They've got Ponga to six, which is what they've always wanted. Well, the coach has always wanted him at six. Now they've got a genuine fullback at the back. So off you go, boys.
Tell you what, and we keep talking about how I do believe this is the hardest top eight ever to pick. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
The spine, the potential spine for the Newcastle Knights, Lockie Miller at fullback, Ponga and Hastings, Brayley at hooker. Mm. That's pretty good, isn't
it? You like Brayley, don't you?
I do like Brayley. I think he's the best of the two. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah.
And I rate the younger one too, by the way. 28 is Lachlan Miller, so it's nice for him to get a payday. He had a bit of a career in the Sevens rugby, and of course the Kiwis took out the double on the weekend. The Sharks get Blues under-19 representative prop Max Bradbury as part of the swap. Now, this is sad. Like I mentioned this in the first hour. On the same day as Lachie Miller being released, now Lachie Miller, you could argue, was third in line. You've got the fullback there, Will Kennedy at the Sharks. Cade Dykes is the young up-and-comer, and then Lachie Miller, for all intents and purposes, is probably third in the order there. So he goes looking for another opportunity. He goes to the Knights. Now, the day he is released to go to the Knights, Cade Dykes, it's his 21st birthday, and he does his ACL.
Sad. Yeah, it's...
It's just a brutal game.
Rugby league gods not smiling.
No, they're not at all. So that's brutal. They've also got, of course, Nico Hines, who we know he's a half these days, but he can play fullback, Connor Tracy as well. So that's a shame. A two-year deal for Cade Dykes, but he's torn his ACL, so all our wishes, of course, are with Cade Dykes. I've got no doubt about it. He'll bounce back bigger and stronger. Will Pennicini, he has been linked to rugby.
Yeah, he was on Eddie Jones's hit list.
Yep.
He was going to offer him over some sausages at a barbecue, but we've got to clarify that story. I don't know whether he told that story correctly.
No.
We'll get to that.
Do you want to tell it or not?
No, we'll tell him the ad break.
Okay. We'll tell him the ad break.
I'll run it past the regurgitator here, which we'll be going to an update in a second.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Will Pennicini re-signs with the Eels. Good get.
Great get.
Was he ever, like, seriously, you're playing outside that right edge. Are you really...
Mm.
Could he have gone to the World Cup in
possibly
6 months? I
don't think. A good player.
I know he's a good player, but you can't keep comparing schoolboy rugby to playing international rugby.
That's for every schoolboy that comes through.
Oh, he's a...
Any schoolboy rugby player that plays any first grade is linked immediately to the test side.
That's right. I mean, I'm a dual international. As you know, I played for the Classic Wallabies. I think it's about me today. I think it is.
So there you go. Ryan Madison. This was such a strange story. So he will miss the Eels' first three games of the season after a failed bid to change his three-game suspension to a fine. I still don't understand how this all went down. The Parramatta back rower was sanctioned for a crush tackle on Penrith's Dylan Edwards during last year's NRL Grand Final. Now, under the revamped NRL penalty system, Madison had the option of paying a $4,000 fine or being suspended for three games. He chose the latter, labelling the monetary amount absurd and accusing the governing body of taking too much cash off the players. So it was almost a mini protest. He then later attempted to backtrack and change his decision to a fine. And the Eels also approached the NRL with a request, but were knocked back. And to be honest with you, I think they should knock it back.
Yeah.
You made your call. It is so, so bizarre. And now they've got three big games to start the season. Melbourne, Cronulla and Manly. And you're without a key player, which could ultimately decide a top four, top eight, minor premiership, whatever the case may be, home final perhaps.
Not only that, the harmony in the team. Mm. Because when this story broke, I think as a man in this studio, we all agreed, saying as if you wouldn't pay the fine.
Yeah.
Just get the fine $4,000. You'd get it back. If you're talking about match payments, you prorated his, you would think he's on 500, right?
Yeah.
So,
bizarre.
It is bizarre.
So bizarre. Tommy Turbo back from Philadelphia. And, of course, the Eagles, we know they're on their way to the Super Bowl. Peter Peters, club great for Manly, went on radio early in the month and said the Seagulls should consider cutting ties with the superstar fullback who last year earned $1.1 million in salary alone despite playing only seven games. And I think you'll find the last 4 years he's played about 50% of the games. Tuesday, fronted a press conference alongside Anthony Seibold, the new coach. He was asked to respond to the Peters comments. Now, this, he says, it came from a former player of our club, so that was disappointing to hear in the public domain. I can't control the commentary from outside the building. The one thing I do know, this is Seibold, is Tommy is an important player to our club and where we want to go. I think it's easy to make comments like that, but I don't think it was an educated comment, says Anthony Seibold.
I thought it was a strange comment to say that. I don't know what he was getting at, Zorba, but look, if Manly got rid of him, I'm sure the Chooks have got a little bit of space in their cap.
Try Turbo on your list.
Where do you put Turbo when you got Roger in the centres?
Oh, poor Joey Manu would have to play six. that's outstanding.
You cannot get... That's just an absurd comment. Look, I'm not entertaining that.
No, anymore. Good morning, boys. Sucked in Eels and Madison. This is Dougie. He made several statements following his decision, giving reasons why, and it wasn't until after the backlash in the media and from fans that he realised what a selfish decision he made. Dougie from Piedmont, the backlash was always going to come, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think you read the room.
No, room not read. Nil by red. 1300 01 1170. Have your say. And, so Fletcher's hearing a trade between the Roosters and the Seagulls. The NRL clarified information regarding NRLW pregnancy. So there was chat yesterday around the NRLW and the pregnancy leave, parental policy and private health insurance. Well, they've provided paid, unpaid support for children up to 24 months. Mm. So they are providing that, Brooksy?
That's what they're saying, that they will, yeah.
Okay, so the NRL are providing paid support and unpaid support for children up to 24 months, financial support of paid player parental cover per season, financial support for replacement players for pregnancy replacement. Pregnant players will have contract security, increased salary cap to cover private health insurance. So whilst they're not paying for the private health insurance, the salary cap has been increased to accommodate those costs. Have your say. 1300 01 1170. Any other sport we've missed there, Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah. No, covered it very well. All the rugby league is done.
What about AFL? Do you get around AFL?
No, that's more Charlie's domain. Yeah. Charlie was a big AFL fan, he revealed yesterday.
Strange. Strange. I mean when you're out there on the streets digging holes with all the tradies, putting fences up.
Yeah.
Screwing in
that's me.
Roofs.
Yep. No, we don't talk much AFL. Okay. All NRL.
We have been keeping an eye on the television here, Breakfast TV and Channel 9. There was a story earlier, Brian, an L-plater in South Australia has been caught 150 k's over the limit.
Yeah. He
was 150.
An L-plater. He went, where was he clocked at? 245
or something?
45 k's. L-plater.
Yeah. That's not heavy stuff.
You're losing your license.
Hot and heavy levy. 1300 01 1170 to have your say for Motorola. This is the Summer Breakfast Show. Bears Head, I'm Sugar. We've got Lieutenant Dan here and Brooks here breaking back with more.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.